Track 6, more news stories. Teambridge New Year resolutions for 2025. As a new year dawns, it's time to set some resolutions to make the most of a fresh chapter. We asked a few locals to share what they'll be focusing on over the coming 12 months. After a whirlwind few months since being elected as the new MP for Newton Abbott, Martin Wrigley is excited to tackle 2025. I plan to visit more local organisations across the constituency and to get more time in front of local residents, he said. On more international matters, Martin is keen to work towards a more harmonious world. I want 2025 to be peaceful, to see an end to the Middle East conflicts and fair resolution for Ukraine. Health is another priority. I want access to GPs and dentists back on track and to start to make our crucial services work again. Kingstainton Mayor Councillor Ron Peart plans to speak to more people who live alone and help in any way I can, even if it is just a kind word and a chat.
Tynmouth historian Viv Wilson, MBE, is also keen to support local people. She is hoping for fresh resolve by the decision makers to respond to the opinions and preferences expressed by our community. In Bovey Tracy, Town Councillor and Chair of Bovey Larder, Corin Burton, wants to build on the green shoots of a more cohesive community in the town. This includes plans to push at least one large project through for the benefit of Bovey and Heathfield. The Town Council is better engaged with residents and community groups, and the business community is starting to work well together, he noted. He also hopes to continue to cement Bovey Larder's place at the heart of the community. Fostering deeper connections is also a priority for Newton Abbott Chamber of Commerce Chair Mark Amphlett. He hopes to strengthen local business connections and create more opportunities for collaboration, networking and shared success so Newton Abbott can continue to become a thriving hub for innovation and growth that benefits everyone in our community. Ashburton Chamber of Trade Chair Mark Burley intends to provide more support to our fantastic independent shops so they can get through difficult economic times. On a personal note, his focus is to give up procrastinating and lose weight.
Not everyone is a habitual resolution maker. Councillor Rosie Dawson, Chair of Teambridge District Council, doesn't usually make New Year's resolutions, but is keen to spend more time in nature. I love the parks and woodland we have access to, and how incredibly relaxing it is to take a more mindful walk. With council, work, family and dogs, life is very busy, so setting aside some time will be beneficial. Having fun and enjoying the river is a priority for Stuart Reynolds from Friends of the River Teen. After establishing the group in the autumn, Stuart is keen to build on the groundswell of public opinion to turn around the decline in the health of our rivers. On a personal note, Stuart hopes to have more family time.
Toymaker hopes brilliant game will crack awards. A Bovey Tracy Toymaker is in the running to win the UK's Best Gift Award with a game based on a popular dessert. The House of Marbles has been shortlisted for the Novelty, Tech and Gadgets category of the Gift of the Year Awards with its Cheese and Crackers game. The game, which is designed for post-dinner fun at parties or family gatherings, involves wind-up cheeses and crackers racing against each other across the table. The winner is declared the Big Cheese and receives a rosette. Described as a unique, somewhat eccentric race that pits dairy against savoury in an epic battle of speed, Cheese and Crackers is designed to spark joy and friendly competition. Cheese and Crackers was created by House of Marbles chief executive Andrea Harkin and product designer Ollie Oliver. The pair came up with the idea at a weekly product development meeting where they were talking about the concept of biscuits growing legs and running away, a House of Marbles spokesperson explained. After discussing the concept, Ollie sketched the idea to send off to Molds Produced, then went on to the entertaining package development, the spokesperson added. After redesigning the molds to ensure the crackers had enough ridges on the side and the Emmental cheese had enough dimples, the product was ready. Cheese and crackers will now be judged at the Retail and Buyers Trade Show, the Spring Fair, in Birmingham at the beginning of February, where judges, buyers and retailers will get the chance to try out the game. The House of Marbles has previously been shortlisted in the Gift of the Year Awards with its Flying Cowpat disc, which is made from recycled plastic and chewing gum. It was also a finalist and received a highly commended for its Sunshine Print paper kit at last year's Gift of the Year Awards.
Have say on Council's budget. Residents and businesses across Teignbridge are asked to complete a survey to help shape the District Council's budget for the coming year. Teignbridge District Council's survey, which should take less than 5 minutes to complete, sets out the services that the authority are required to run by law and the ones that are not. TDC want to know which ones are most important to its residents and businesses. With government funding decreasing and the budget needing to go further, like most other councils up and down the country, tough decisions might need to be made about how we allocate resources to ensure we can prioritise and deliver our statutory services, the council said. The results will play a crucial role in the annual budget setting process and will be presented to councillors before they make any budget decisions for the next financial year. The survey can be found online or can be requested in an alternate format by emailing consultation@teignbridge.gov.uk, and the survey closes on February the 3rd.
Yet another section of a Newton Abbott Road will be under temporary traffic lights next month while gas pipes are upgraded. Drivers in the town will face disruption from the beginning of February as Wales and West Utilities dig up part of Queen Street to replace the existing metal gas pipes with new plastic ones. The section of Queen Street affected is between the Avenue and Newton Abbott Station. The work is set to begin on February the 3rd and will last until the end of the month. Wales and West Utilities programme controller Roxanne Whittaker said, "In February we'll be working in the Queen Street area of Newton Abbott to upgrade the gas network. The work is part of a wider project in the area and is essential to keep the gas flowing safely." There will be no right turn onto the Avenue from February the 3rd until the end of February. While we do our best to keep disruption to a minimum, we apologise for any inconvenience that this essential work might cause. We'll be working as safely and quickly as we can, and barring any unforeseen circumstances, we'll be finished along Oak Place at the end of February, with the wider project across Newton Abbott completing in July.